I am so happy that you're able to join us for this extended interview. Make sure to visit theoffbeatlife.com. Again, that's theoffbeatlife.com to get more killer resources. Hey friend, are you looking to land a remote gig ASAP? Well, did you know that we not only have a ton of online jobs you can apply to on our site, but now we are also sending them straight to your inbox. I'm happy to announce that we will be sending our email subscribers legit online jobs every Wednesday. We have done hours of research, so you don't have to. If you want to be the first one to hear about the remote gigs we find, go to theoffbeatlife.com to subscribe. Hey everyone, thank you so much for being here for this extended interview with Sarah, where she's going to share how camping can make digital nomadism more accessible. Hey Sarah, how are you?
Hi Debbie, good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for being here again, Sarah. Before we get to all of your tips and tricks, can you tell us a little bit about you and why you live an offbeat life?
Yes. Well, I'm Sarah, and I am one of the founders of The Dirt, which is the top-rate camping app for people who want to get out and camp all throughout the United States. Have been living an offbeat life my whole life. Worked in study abroad for 20 years before doing The Dirt. Like helping people get out and see worlds different from their own, whether it's through camping or traveling.
Yeah, well, you've done this for a long time. Travel is kind of in your veins, right, Sarah? Am I making the right assumption with you?
Yeah, you are.
And now you have made it. I mean, not now. You've obviously been doing this for a lot longer. You've been doing this for over 10 years. You've actually made it into a business, into a career that allows people to do what you do and have this freedom. And I love that we're talking about this because we talk a lot about, you know, moving to a different country to become a digital nomad or moving from one place to the next to do it. And obviously, you know, there's van life, but a lot of people don't know that you can actually become a digital nomad by going into different campsites as well. I've actually done that, not in like a huge scale like you, obviously, but I've worked in campsites and I think it's pretty amazing because you're like out in nature, as long as you have a good internet. And I think it's so much more calming and it stress relieves you while you're working.
Totally. Yeah, that's totally true. And yeah, you know, it's becoming way more common ever since the pandemic for people to be out there. You know, so many more people work remotely now. So why not do it from a campsite? And with the Dirt tools, we try to make it as easy as possible for campers to get out there. And if they want to just have a fun weekend, they can do that. But if they are, you know, working, we want to make sure they have the tools to be able to figure out how to do that. So things that the Dirt has, besides the 10 million photos, videos, and reviews from other campers that will give you a good idea of what a camping experience is going to be like, we have, these are some examples, cell service maps, so that when you're looking at the Dirt on the map view, you can see, oh, if I go over the here, all these campgrounds are part of AT&T or Verizon, so I don't have to worry about that cell service. So it really helps when you're trying to figure out where to camp if you're going to be working at the same time. Another thing that we've added is our free camping collection. So, you know, we don't all have the money to spend $30 to $200 on a campsite each night. Some of them get really expensive. So we put together this curated collection of 5,000 places in the U.S. where you can car camp for free, whether it's a campground or more dispersed camping. So for example, if you use that along with the cell service map overlays, you can be like, oh, I can camp for free here and they have AT&T. So I'm set, you know? So it's really fun. We've also added 19,000 dump stations, water stations, and overnight parking spots. So if you are living or even just partially living on the road in an RV or a van, you need to know where you can go dump your waste or fill up your water tank. And so we've added that as well to make it easier for campers when they're working remotely.
Yeah. And I love that because my husband and I were actually, we've been talking about this, Sarah, for so long, right? We're like, we really want to go do a cross country because we love camping and hiking. And we're like, we really have to do this. And we keep saying this. But one of the things that we're very much aware of is the cell signals, right? And we've talked to, because I know a lot of bloggers and travelers, and one of our closest friends, they've done this before, and they're like, yeah, it's really hard to find the right cell signals. And even if there is a cell signal, if it's not the right company that you talked about, Sarah, it's like, oh my gosh. So it's our lifeline, you know, when you're working remotely. If you don't have that, then you can't work. And this is not going to be sustainable for you. So I love that you're app does this, because this is literally what I've been like talking to my husband about. And I'm like, if we do this, how are we going to do this correctly?
Right. I mean, it has to work, and it has to be, we have 30 employees, and we all are remote, and we're like, we've had several employees work full time while they're on the road in an RV. One now with his family, his young family, you know, 25% of campers worked from a campsite this year. And it was the same last year, and it's not going down. It's staying the same, if not going up, because people like the freedom of being able to be in a meeting and then take their lunch break and go do a hike in a beautiful location and then come back and finish their workday. It's such a fun way to live, and it's a different way to experience everyday life.
Yeah. And it's kind of mind-boggling if you think about it, like years ago, like 20 years ago, this would not have been possible, you know, 50 years ago, 30 years ago. It's like, it's crazy what we can do now. And I love that your app allows us to do this and makes it so much easier, because otherwise it'd be like, okay, well, I don't know if I can do this, right? Because even though I can work remotely and I want to do camping and hiking, I still need to feed myself and my family.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and Kevin, my husband and co-founder, and I spent 6 months in 2021 on the road in our 19-foot van, our camper van. And we, you know, you do have to put a little extra time into this, because we cannot show up Monday morning and not have this sort of cell service or internet connection that we need. So like, we would often make sure we got someplace Sunday night and we were all set up and ready to go for Monday morning. So, you know, you do have to put just a little extra thought and preparation into it. And, you know, as long as you're willing to do that and have tools like the dirt and other things that can help you, then it's the world's your oyster.
I love that. And it's nice, you know, imagine having your meeting and your background's like the woods.
Oh, yeah. I mean, one of our employees, Jake, right now, he's every time we're on a meeting, we're like, where are you now? And he's always, you know, always somewhere different. And it's super fun as a camping company to be able to see someone every time we meet with them, living the life that we're all working to help build for others.
Yeah. And be like, see, you know, our team does it too, not just you. And we could do
it. Yeah. When Kevin and I were on the road in 2021, we raised $11 million in investment. Wow. From investors from that 19-foot van.
That's incredible. Oh my God. Well, you're definitely a go-getter, because you're like, we're going to do this with a purpose.
Yeah, for sure.
I love that. So for somebody who's really thinking about doing this, obviously they need your app, The Dirt, to get started. Is there any other things that you would say is a must to prepare for this type of lifestyle, to want to make this more sustainable for somebody so they could keep living their dream of being on the road and also working at the same time?
Yeah. One thing I was going to mention, because you brought it up, is the something that we have in our van that makes things a lot easier is it's called a dual modem. I don't know if you've heard this or had other people talk about it, but what it is it's a modem we put in the van, and you put two SIM cards in. We have AT&T and T-Mobile, so that if AT&T's bad, T-Mobile can pick it up.
Oh, wow.
And that modem, there's also an antenna on top that boosts within the van, like a Wi-Fi signal. So if there's the weakest AT&T service or T-Mobile service or both, but you only need one in the area, even if it's really weak, it'll boost it throughout the van and make it a Wi-Fi. And like, we couldn't have done this without that. That's a really important tool. And there's other things out there. People use Starlink or WeBoost. So that's like a piece of hardware that you're going to need unless you're willing to stay in like more city type places where you know you're going to have a strong service.
So where would you get this? Does the companies offer it to you? Can you get it on Amazon? Is there any special areas?
If you just Google like WeBoost, for example, that's one company. We use, it's called a dual modem. I can't think of the company's name, but there's a lot, or Starlink, you know, just some piece of hardware that helps you have better service so that you can use like software apps like The Dirt and others to help you get the information you need is really important.
I love that. Well, thank you so much, Sarah, for joining us today and for all of your great tips and for this incredible app that you have that's allowed a lot of digital nomads and remote workers to do what they love while they're still working. If our listeners want to learn more about you, where can they find you?
Yes, they can go to thedirt.com, which is THEDYRT, or just search for The Dirt in either App Store and or Camping, if you can't remember the name of The Dirt. And we're usually right there at the top. So thanks so much, Debbie, for letting me talk with you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Sarah. We really appreciate you.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed this extended interview with Sarah. Make sure to visit theoffbeatlife.com. Again, that's theoffbeatlife.com to get the full interview where she shares how she created a successful business helping outdoor enthusiasts. Thanks for joining me on this extended interview. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes. We can also chat some more on Facebook at The OB Life. I'll talk to you soon.